episode of D&D Bags, a D&D podcast brought to you by a group of D-Bags. I'm Frankie, the Dungeon Master.
I'm Joe, I play Ati.
I'm Andy, and I'm Aloon.
So, real quick rundown what happened last week, guys.
We successfully got out of the crypt underneath the monastery, using the power of these amulets that we found that we still don't know very much about, but they were glowing as we moved aside some stone. We got inside the monastery just in time to see the door get blown open and a bunch of cultists come running in under the command of this magical warlocky tiefling named Malexus. And he attempted to kill us when he noticed we were checking on the people in the monastery. And he blew us, like, through the wall with this big flaming attack. But it seems like our pendant saved us because here we are. So after talking to another survivor who was Lane from an earlier episode, we're going to go back to the town of Tarnstead, where we got our equipment, to try to find a Raven Master, so we can warn the other monasteries to Moradin that somebody is threatening us. And as we left, we were trying to sneak along down the road past the cultists, and we failed at a stealth check because Joe and I are both paladins, and that is the hook of the show.
We're both wearing plate armor.
So we failed at sneaking because we will always fail at sneaking.
Yeah.
And one of the cultists was like, hey, there they are, and now, hey, here we are. So,
yeah. Also, Frankie the DM conceded that we get to level up because,
I gave them, between the first three episodes, basically, I gave them 300 experience, which is enough to reach level 2. So, I also decided just for pacing and for fun, to make it more fun, because
we have fun here. We like to have fun here.
We are not playing a hyper realistic, super gritty Dungeons and Dragons campaign.
Can I do an erection check?
I have.
So, and I would rather everybody has fun than be really hardcore about the rules. So
I'm hardcore.
I'm gonna say that the amulets, the same light that came from the amulets that protected them from being burned from the fire from Alexis' attack also allowed them to be regenerated during the time that they were unconscious, and I'm counting it as a long rest for all intents and purposes. So their spell slots are all back, their health is full, their land on hands pools are full, and also they leveled up. You guys want to talk about what you got by leveling up?
Yes. Alright. Okay. We picked our abilities. I don't know if it matters, but I now have 17 HP. Armor class of 20. For my abilities, I picked Detect Evil and Good, Searing Smite, Heroism, and Shield of Faith.
You want to say what those do?
No.
A little bit, just a little brief sentence.
Detect Evil and Good allows me to detect evil things, but it also allows me to detect good things. Searing Smite lets me, I think it lets me light my hammer on fire, and then I get to do a damage over time. So I get to do extra damage and light things on fire. That's cool. Heroism, I get to make another creature, probably Andy, or Ilum, as we call him, have bravery so he can't be feared, and he also gets 3 temporary HP, is that right?
At the beginning of each of his turns, until the spell ends.
What, so does that keep going up?
Yeah, he gets three temp hit points at the beginning of every turn. I think it's concentration up to a minute.
Okay.
Which is a lot.
I didn't even realize. That's a big, seconds. Much bigger deal than I thought it was.
He's immune to frighten. I don't remember if he said that because I was doing DM.
Yeah, he can't be feared, but he's immune to frighten.
Same.
And I got Shield of
Literally
Faith.
Literally same.
Which, what does Shield of Faith do? Wait, hold on.
Gives the Shield of Faith only gets bonus to AC, or do I actually have to look it up?
I think it gives a bonus to AC to whoever to my target, which
I believe it was
be
plus 2. I remember when Joe took it, Frankie being mad that that's the one he picked.
So. The thing I was mad about was you guys, your fighting styles, so you should talk about that too.
We both took protection fighting style.
Shield of Faith is plus 2.
Which makes it so when we see an enemy attack someone within 5 feet of us that is not us, they get disadvantage of the attack roll as long as we're holding a shield. Like, we impose disadvantage upon them. So Joe and I both have this. So if Joe and I are standing next to each other, and an enemy attacks me, Joe will impose disadvantage on that, and if they attack Joe, I will impose disadvantage on that.
Which basically translates to, I have no idea how powerful they are, because I have given them too much equipment, because there are only two of them, and I had heard a thing about giving magic items to a party that I have since discovered does not work so good with 5th edition. So I'm gonna try to get them to as close to dead without actually killing them as I can.
Yeah.
So what was the exact last thing that happened last week, guys?
Oh, we tried to sneak. I used Thaumaturgy to throw my voice and try to get the cultists to think that there was an army on the other side of the forest. So they all turned their attention that way. We tried to sneak past them. We failed. And one of the cultists looked over, clearly saw us, and pointed and said, "Hey, look at those douchebags." And all of the cultists...
They're trying to record a podcast over here.
Hey, look at this guy. Take it easy. So yeah, now all of them are looking at us and coming at us and probably going to try to attack us.
Here we are.
And scene. Oh, we also have Divine Smite, which is just a power attack.
You can basically... you can sacrifice a spell slot so that you can deal a bunch of extra radiant damage on a successful attack. Which, by the way, you don't have to tell me you're doing until after you know the attack hits, so you don't have to, like, cancel it.
Okay.
You don't have to be like, I want to use Divine Smite, but then I rolled a 2.
So, Andy, say what your abilities are?
I have Thunderous Smite, which is a big attack that also creates, like, the sound of a thunderclap, so it can be used to disorient enemies, you know, like, there's some zany stuff you can do with that. I have Protection from Good and Evil, which is something that I can place on a target. I forget if I can put it on myself, but I'm only going to be putting it on Joe anyway. Which gives them extra protection from a whole list of the kinds of evil things we're going to be encountering in this campaign. Fiends, undead, celestials even, I think, since it's good and evil.
Aberrations.
Yeah, basically all of the like demon and angel aligned stuff.
Extra planar things.
Yeah,
basically.
That kind of stuff.
For when
protection
the
from yeah.
Cohesive.
I get it. Planar
get
cohesion.
It. Okay, thank you.
What did I say? I said I took Thunderous Smite, I said I took Protection from Good and Evil, I took Detect Magic. So I'll be able to sense, if there's a spell that's been cast, a curse on something, you know, just, like, in an area of effect, I'll be able to see if there's any magic going on. And I totally forget what the 4th is, so you can just cut out that,
Is it Command? Did you say that already?
I took Command. Command, which lets me give a simple one-word command to a creature. And they have to follow it to the best of their abilities, as long as
they
will not directly...
Save.
With a wisdom save.
Yeah.
As long as they would not be directly harmed by it. So I can't tell, like, a guy walking a tightrope, jump! Because, like, he would immediately kill himself. But, like, I could tell an archer in a group of other archers, like, turn and hope he fires his arrow incorrectly into one of his buddies.
Yes,
so it's that kind of thing.
It's a cool one.
Yeah, so that's me.
It's a cool one because you could just use it. It doesn't have to be in combat, and I like that.
Yeah.
So you should RP with that one.
Okay, so we should pick... We get to each take 2 of these, is that correct?
Yeah, you have 2 of them.
They're all prepared.
They're all
so
prepared.
So you don't need to, like,
so
say... It's like...
You only have 2 first level spell slots. That's what that
okay.
means.
Until we rest, we will only be able to use those abilities twice.
Like, you will only be able to use... You only get 2 chances to use any of those abilities, 2 total. So not, like, 2 for each ability.
Like, I can use Thunderous Smite to distract all these cultists, and then if one of them sees through it and follows us, I can command Flee, and he'll run the other way, and then I will have no more spells to cast until I rest again.
Okay.
That's the whole, like, spell slot system. That's
yeah.
Pretty interesting, actually, and I really want to play as a spellcaster, like a real spellcaster. When I get to play, never.
One day.
One day I'll get to play. One day I will be the only friend of mine who's interested in being a DM.
So I'll do it.
Let's jump.
I'll do it at some point.
Just jump right, in. So everybody's going to we're going to roll some
initiative. No, you don't need to pick. You just have them. At least at our level, we
can do them all twice, you said?
No. What I just said is all you could do. So, like, do you get... You have four spells.
Right.
You can use... And all of them are prepared, but you only have two spell charges. So, okay. Think about if you have a list of four things, and it's like, okay, I'm going to use my first spell charge to use one of them. I'm going to use my second spell charge to use one of them. Now all of my spell charges are used up for the day.
Got it.
Okay.
It's not, it's actually, it's very simple and it's very intuitive.
Got it.
It makes a lot of sense.
It does.
Okay. So, you guys ready to roll some initiative?
Yes.
Let me see what you got.
Okay, I get a +2 to initiative, and it is 15.
15 total?
Yes.
Okay, so you rolled a 13 +2. What do you get?
I got...
Did you roll a d20?
7. Yes, right? Yes.
That is a d20.
Okay, so 7. Oh boy, Joe, I do not envy you.
Oh no.
Alright, okay. So, the order is...
About a tindy tendy.
Illumin goes first, and then after that, like a lot of other dudes go.
Okay. Is there some distance between them and us, or do we...
Yeah, no, here, I'll get a little thing that I forgot to do. This is a thing that I'm gonna cut out of the recording, because I gotta make a thing.
So are we looking at it, or are we trying to fight this?
I think we're probably gonna try to run away.
These are the guards that were investigating the sound you made over here.
Okay.
Right? So basically... What the board looks like is there's this large rectangular section, and then there's, like, a long path, and then on the other side of this is where the trees get thicker. And these guys were around this, like, campfire-y thingy. Balloon, you have the first action. You guys are, by the way, you're actually here.
Oh, okay.
That's where you are. Because you have to be there, because otherwise I can't put you on a board. So, good. What you try and do? These guys are all looking at you now, but they're still back here.
Okay, so... So the town is this way.
The town is that way. This is the monastery, yeah.
Okay. Were these guys the ones that discovered us or the ones investigating the sound?
They are investigating the sound. This is the guy who hurt you.
Okay, in that case, we want to go this way, so I'm going to move closer to these guys, and I'm hopefully going to catch this guy a little off guard when I attack him.
Sure. I'll give you advantage on that.
Okay, so I'm going to swing at this guy who has his back to me since he's investigating the sound in the brush with my hammer. And I'm going to be like, it just can't be easy, can it?
That's a 2.
2.
Let's see your advantage. No, advantage.
Oh, yeah.
Roll it again.
17. 18, 19.
There it is, buddy.
Okay, so I slam this guy with my my hammer, and I hit him with a d8, which is a 4.
Okay. Let me just make sure I know.
He's the red.
So you did 4 damage to him?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, since Ati rolled pretty terrabad initiative, a lot of other people are going to go first. So this guy is going to come up here to block your way, and he's going to make an attack on you.
Son of a bitch!
That is... He's going to swing his acolyte club at you, but he is going to miss.
Yeah, he is. Clearly he hasn't played D&D bags.
Yeah, really.
You don't hit me.
So, next turn is...
The guy I
this
attacked.
Little buddy. He's going to attack you. What's your AC?
21.
It's too high, right?
It is 21.
He's going to miss two.
Of course he is.
So now this guy is going to come up. He's going to go 1, 2, 3. He's going to say, fuck Joe.
Uh-oh.
And he's going to attack him. And it didn't really roll, so I'm going to do it again. And it's still going to miss. That's fine. And then this guy is going to come over here. And presumably miss. It's a miss. These guys can come over here. That's a hit, actually. You're going to take... How many damage? Not a lot. Not enough.
You got AC 20.
I know.
Okay.
You take 3 damage, bringing you to 14. And then this little buddy can't really reach you, but they're just gonna hang out. This last guy, he's going to do a thing. And you're going to see his... He runs up and he sees you and he sees that he can't reach you, so instead of reaching for his club, you see him start swirling his hands and this black light is shining in his hands and he thrusts them in your general direction and you need to make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay.
Let's do this.
7.
7 +0?
Yeah, I guess so.
You are going to take 6 damage.
Ooh.
From that black, dark flame that he shoots from the sky at you, bringing you to, I believe, 8 of the HPs.
Okay.
And that was... Cass used his thingy. Okay. Your turn.
Okay. Damn. Time to get the fuck out of here! Can I just, like, run around these guys through the woods, or what's the deal with that? No.
You can start going into the woods, but as you move away, these guys will both get opportunity attacks. And then it's going to become, like, difficult terrain. You could do it. You're also going to be straight up abandoning a loom, though.
What you really should be doing is accept the opportunity attacks, come closer to me, so everybody starts getting disadvantage on our attacks. If we stand next to each other, they get disadvantage on their attack rolls because we both took protection fighting style.
Oh, okay.
So if you come to this spot and we start beating up on these two guys, anybody who starts swinging at us is going to get disadvantage. Which, since they'll be attacking us from behind if they're these guys, probably means they just roll one die like normal, is my guess. I'm not even sure.
Should I back to back?
No. You should go next to me and start trying to attack.
You should whack off back to back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Then I'm going to run forward towards this dude.
You're going to get attacked twice. Hold on.
Yeah.
That's a miss. That's a hit for the damage.
Shit.
You're going to take 4 more damage, buddy.
Oh, fuck.
You're at the 4 HPs. Told you, one of you guys should have taken cure wounds, but whatever.
We gotta lay on hands.
Okay, I guess, should I lay on hands on myself then?
Yeah, that's probably a good call.
Lay on hands on yourself real quick, for how much? You have 10 points available.
I should probably just use your
10, yeah.
Okay, so that brings you back to the 14. Okay, yeah. Now that you've laid your hands on yourself, can I get an erection check, please?
I gotta hear real quick.
Don't bang on the table, it's gonna fuck the microphone.
Please, touching myself.
Okay. I'm healing really quick, hold on.
My nipples. Mom, go away!
4.
That's not an erection check.
Oh.
Just rolled a d20. you just never roll the right die, do you? For anything, ever.
I get nervous. It makes fun of me, man.
It's a 70% erection.
Alright, that's not bad.
Yeah. But I'm down from 95, so that's
actually... I would call a 70% erection like a raging choke.
Yeah, that is... We are...
Yeah.
It's like it's about as hard as it gets.
What?
Well, for me.
Oh,
got it. Okay, so I'm going to... It's my initiative now again, right?
Yes, it is back at you.
So, it's good to have you back at my side, Ati. We can overcome any fight now. Okay, so I'll take another swing at this red cultist here.
Which guy? Oh, yeah.
The one I attacked already. And it's like,
shall not stop me!
Nat 20.
Woo! The daddy do.
Alright, can you describe to me what exactly this attack looks like?
Yes. I notice Ati run up next to me, with his raging chub. And I'm overcome with this sense of camaraderie. And it charges up my muscles. And I swing with my hammer, like, down on the cultist's collarbone.
Ooh.
And I get, like, a really... The kind of hit that when Joe watches it, he's like, I don't want to watch that anymore.
I know, I hate when people hit the collarbone. No. So,
well, unlike when people touch their Adam's apple, Joe has no problem with that.
We're not having this conversation.
My collarbone.
Okay,
my
so I come smashing down with my hammer on this cultist's collarbone.
In the collarbone to death.
His
collarbone splinters and comes out of his throat, and he's like dead as fuck.
Natty fucking deuce.
It hurts me.
Okay, I have taken this guy.
Are you booking it? Are we booking it together, or are we trying to do this? You can try to run over him.
I can use my move. I'm going to use my movement action to get into. Well, I actually want to. Continue us to be directly next to each other.
Okay.
Once we kill this guy and can safely get by,
okay,
then you and I should just book the rest of the way.
I figured it out, by the way. I figured out how to make you guys die sometime.
Okay.
I figured it out.
Okay.
Good. Thank you. Thank you for this. This was a learning experience.
Okay.
Alright.
So that's your turn. So this little cultist man over here, he's going to take his club and he's going to swing on over at a loom again. What's your AC?
21.
Is this the most dildo-y dildos? Yep. Okay. That's a That was a great missing a 21 by one.
Okay.
So
you now, cannot hit me.
This little man found me. That little man's is he's gonna look over and see that his buddy
was a little man found me from the night that we got completely hammered playing Diablo 3.
No, that was just regularly playing it.
Oh, was it?
I think I was. Was it just playing hardcore?
My only memories of Diablo 3 somehow are a Diablo 3 drinking game. Okay, anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
And the day it came out and I didn't get to play it. Okay.
So he realizes that his buddy had such great success with that that black flame that he's going to start conjuring one up of his own. And I need a loom to make a dexterity saving throw for me.
Okay. I can make it. I can make it, too.
So, can you try to shield it?
A loom is going to take
Shield mastery, which we don't have yet, would give me a miss there, I think. But we don't have that yet.
You are going to take 2 damage.
Okay.
From that one.
Alright.
So that was that. Okay.
Yep.
This guy's going to move up like right behind you. And he's gonna do the same thing. They're talking to each other as they're passing, and they're like, they can't defend against the spells. And they're just gonna shoot black fire at you. So I need you to make Adi, I need you to make a dexterity save.
Yeah, I love these. This is how you kill us. 13.
13.
And it's I don't know.
You have you know what?
That you actually might dodge it.
You managed to dexterity yourself out of the way, which doesn't make any sense. I don't know how that makes any sense, but...
Well, I'm super blocked.
I really hope the thing that you didn't learn about killing us wasn't use abilities that don't target AC, because that's, like, the most obvious way to kill a paladin.
No, it's
you must have known that already.
It was just, I need to make it so that instead of having, like, one or two enemies with powerful spells, I need to make a swarm of enemies with a lot of weak spells.
Okay.
That's it.
We can deal with them.
So, check it. That's what's happening.
Yeah.
So, this man's is going to move over here, and he's going to make the same attack over at a loom, so hit me with that dex saving throw. Just dodge that black 15. Fire. 15. Alright, well, the black fire comes out of the sky, scorches the ground next to you, but you don't, You don't take any damage.
Death footwork, though.
Sure, we don't want to get the hell out of here.
No, we do.
Is going to be over here, and he's going to do the same. They look the same. And he's going to also attack a loom. So, hit me with that dex saving throw.
15.
Oh my god. Can you not ever do that again? What about this guy? Yeah, he's going to go for Adi with that black fire.
That SD fire. 19.
Why don't can you roll a go fuck yourself for me real quick? This isn't fair. This was the stuff that was supposed to hit you. He's out of range, so he can't do it. So fuck. Okay, it's Loom's turn. No, it's Adi's turn. Sorry.
Okay. Then I think I'm going to use... Should I use heroism?
I think you're better off hitting the cultist that's still in front of you.
Can I do both?
I'm sorry.
That's
if I use heroism, that's a minor action, right?
No,
I don't think so. I think that would be your standard action. I think it's in your best interest to use one of your abilities to do as much damage as possible to the cultist in front of you, and then we should try to run.
What does more damage, Divine Smite or Searing Smite?
Searing Smite over time, but they probably smite are...
does.
Isn't it a D6?
It's 1D6 per turn. Let me see what Divine Smite
the initial damage.
Also, can I use Divine Smite as well as my hammer move at the same, like, can that be okay?
That's the thing. You hit.
No, I mean, like, can I just do them both in one attack?
Yeah, they're both buffs to your attack.
Okay.
So I didn't know
if they were attacks or buffs.
I'm saying that they can stack because I made one of them up.
Okay.
Divine Smite is way more damage. Divine Smite is 2d8.
Wait, you made one of them up?
The hammer move.
The hammer.
Okay.
I made it up based on stuff.
Can I decide whether or not I want to use him after I roll, or only?
Yeah. Okay.
Then I'm going to attack.
Which guy?
The guy in front of us. Yeah.
16, and I'm just going to use both.
So it's also plus
so,
2.
So divine,
you're going to use Divine Smite.
Divine Smite and my hammer is special ability.
Alright, so roll Roll 4d8.
Okay, that's this, right? No. Sorry.
It's the one that has eight sides.
It looks sort of...
If you see a 9, it's not the right one.
You got it. You got it. That's
okay. I'm rolling it 4 times?
4 times.
Okay.
That's a 3.
That's a 3. That's a 2.
5.
1.
6.
6.
1.
7.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is so bad. You had a damage ceiling of 32.
He ate, and he got a 7.
That's insane.
Alright.
He's not dead.
Well, we gotta do what we gotta do.
That also costs one of your spell slots to use Divine Smite. Don't forget that.
Okay.
Well.
But Searing Smite was in there, so now.
No, he didn't do Searing Smite.
He did Divine Smite and the weapon ability. Yeah.
Which is a daily, a 5e daily power, which is not a thing.
Okay. Now this is my chance to. This is my chance to finish him off now that you've softened him up.
Bro. Thanks, bro.
15.
That hits.
Okay, cool. So, I'm going to... Yeah, this is just going to be a regular attack. So while this guy is, like, staggering from the blow, I'm going to swipe at him from the side and try to get him, like, in the rib cage while he's still dealing with Joe's attack. And I do 6 damage.
He's dead.
Woo!
You kill him in the ribs.
Okay.
Is it Booker T time?
I'm going to use my movement action to face this way.
Oh, like a boss.
And Joe, when it's your turn again, we're gonna Booker T, but it's just best for us to stand with each other, so if I move now, there would be a wave of enemies attacking you before.
Look how much delicious XP is on the table right now. You're gonna run away and
you know what? We could totally take them. We already got 2. You wanna just take them? No, but do you wanna take them though?
There's 6 more.
There's 6 more.
Did you see how easy we took the... We could still run after we softened them up a little bit. Yeah, but I have my entire lay on hands pool.
I can use heroism on you if you want.
Okay, if we die this turn, it's gonna be really zany. But, like, let's keep it up for now.
Okay.
Okay.
I am almost positive you will not die this turn.
I'm pretty sure we won't, but...
So, this man's is gonna come up here, and he's gonna swing his club. That's not a d20. I did a Joe. It's a classic.
Everyone's got this advantage, right?
It still misses. I'm almost... Yeah, we would've missed anyway. This guy is gonna move up towards here, and he's gonna do the that evil fire on
me,
the
I assume he's right next to me. 12.
12. That's gonna hit you.
Okay.
That's gonna hit you for 4. So you are at 8, correct?
Yep.
And you are at 14, Adi. That's still correct.
Yes.
This other culty man is gonna come up, and he's also going to make the Desecrated Flame attack against a loom. So dex throw that guy.
Sacred Flame. Frankie repurposing regular clerics.
You don't know that.
19.
You know that. Yeah. Yes, that's you were successful in dodging.
Haha.
And then this one is going to make that same attack.
Let's not call them all dodges. Let's call them blocking with the shield, so it's more badass.
Well, I always said dodges.
I knock that one out of the air with my shield. I'm like, blah!
Yeah. Alright, got a dex saving throw on me, buddy.
9.
Alright, that's gonna hit you. It's gonna hit you for 8 damage.
Oh, jeez.
That was a good roll, Frankie. Good job.
Thanks, bro!
You have 6 HP.
Thanks, I could help, bro.
Okay.
It's your turn.
My turn? Are we still doing this?
I think we should. Let's go a little bit longer. Let's at least see what happens with one more turn.
You're gonna get if you successfully do this battle.
I'm turning around to face these guys, and, you know, then I don't know. You know what? I'm putting a hand on.
I think you have to touch them. I think that's right.
Putting a hand on Alum's shoulder, saying, "Be brave, brother. I'm by your side."
Heroism. Now, what happens to me with heroism?
You're immune to fearing, and at the start of your turn, you get 3 temporary hit points.
Okay.
Tank for me, bro.
Can you make Joe do an erection check?
Yeah, hit me with that erection check.
It was, I think, 74 before, right?
I think it was straight 70.
Okay, ideally it'll go down now. 58.
58. Okay.
So
is that ideal?
You lost a little bit when you made me a hero.
I pumped into you.
It into me.
Whoa. Don't pump your erection into him.
Wait, does that...
Hold on. Did that have unintended sexual...
No, we didn't.
No.
Okay, so...
So it is concentration up to a minute. For the record, the components for heroism are only vocal and somatic, so you do have to do something with your hands, and you also have to say something. So you did it.
Okay.
But
okay.
Just so you know, that is...
So I gain 3 temporary hit points?
You gain 3 temp.
And the next turn, you gain another 3.
Okay, so now I'm like,
you're
11
plus
out
3.
Of... Okay.
I write it as 8, and then in parentheses, 3, and then I just
okay.
pull from the parentheses.
Makes
first.
Sense.
That's
okay.
I think of it as Power Word Shield from World War
II. Alright, I'm going to strike at the one standing in front of Joe. So this one.
That guy.
Right?
Okay.
I'm going to take a big old swing with my hammer and consider using some spell slot stuff if I hit, because I want to do some damage! 11, 13.
That'll do.
Yeah! Okay, so, Thunderous... I'm going to use Divine Smite, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
So you're going to use one of your spell slots, you
yeah.
get to roll an extra 2d8.
Okay. So, 7, 8, 9... 13.
All right, you kill him.
Woo!
The,
another.
Explain to me what it looks like real quick.
Okay, so as I swing at him with Divine Smite, I'm so full of this heroism that Joe just pumped me with.
Hero-gism?
It's a hero-gism. just pumped me with. As I swing my hammer, it starts to glow a little bit, and, like, I imagine, like, in the hammery part of the hammer... Like, maybe, like, a rune of Maridin, like, kind of flashes for a second.
I like that.
Or maybe two of them, actually. Maybe,
like
maybe
Maridin,
two.
Like, a picture of Maridin giving you
yeah,
like a wink
like
and
this.
Then, like, an F.
But
like
two
wink
Maridins.
Go.
And he's, like, looking over his sunglasses, right? Like this. Mm. Like, he's kind of, like, yeah. Okay, so I do that, and I smash him with it, and I like to imagine that as he crumples, like, maybe, like, his eyes glow for a second. Like, he got, like, full of like, the righteous flames. He's like, ugh.
I like that. That's yeah. good. That's a good one.
Kind of like something out of Roger Rabbit.
yeah.
He's like, ugh.
I got a very cartoon vibe, but
yeah.
in a good way.
Did you do 8 damage to me, or do I have 8 HP?
You have 6 HP.
I have 6 HP, okay.
Yeah.
I think I wrote HP by accident.
That's okay.
Okay.
Alright, so the cultist who is still in front of a loom is gonna swing his big old clubby again.
He still gets
I dare.
Disadvantage
gonna
because of our protection.
It's gonna, it doesn't matter. It's gonna
okay.
bounce right off the shield. I think with disadvantage, it might actually be impossible for any monster of your level to ever hit you.
Yeah!
It's so statistically unlikely. I have to roll...
You know, that is how we designed
this,
right?
I have to roll
right?
two 19s or 20s to hit you.
Well, whose fault is that?
I have a 90% chance of missing.
Well, you don't have to do that with the...
I think these lame-ass cultists should
don't
follow
go against armor
okay.
class spells.
They go against your
saving
right, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, some spells go against armor class, but I'm specifically
not
the
even.
Ones that these... It just kind of lucked. I lucked into the fact that the kind of the
they
thing
discovered.
That these guys are based
yeah.
on, it's against saving throw.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So that was that guy. So the guy behind him is going to shoot some of this desecrated flame at you, Illum, specifically. So hit me with that dex save.
Hit me with your dex save. 12. 12. 12.
12. You are going to take 8 damage.
Shit!
It's only 5 damage because of
yeah.
Five,
well, no, no.
Right.
You still take 8
well,
damage.
I take 8 damage.
You lose
it's
3
five
hit
here.
Points first,
right?
And then so you are at a total of 3 HP.
Yeah.
And then at the beginning of your next turn, though, you will get 3 more.
I know.
So
and I do have my full lay on hands, but
this,
I do have to make it.
This act. Well,
turn.
Yeah. I mean, in theory, we'll see. This acolyte cultist man here is going to cast that same black flame spell over at Mr. Adi. So hit me with that next save.
4.
That's not good. That wasn't a good one.
No.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
You took 7 damage there.
He's unconscious.
You're unconscious, buddy.
Uh-oh. -1.
That used to matter. I don't think that matters anymore.
I don't think so, no.
You used to auto-die if you got to negative half your total HP.
I don't think that's
a
thing.
I don't think that's a thing anymore.
Take my hammer if you can, but I'm unconscious. Because,
so the last remaining one is going to make another attack at a loom.
Yeah.
Wait, does my hammer give any bonus to attack in addition? Or is it like special
no.
or just the,
it's just
the ability?
It's the special ability.
Okay, so I already use that.
Okay.
So it's a flame at me, I assume?
Yeah.
13?
Alright, no hit.
Yeah. Good.
So.
Okay. So it's my turn again?
It is Adi's turn, but he's unconscious, right. So you have to make a saving throw against death.
Yay! 20.
Nat 20!
Stand back up. What are the chances?
Natty
Deuce. The chances are literally 1 in 20. Alright.
Natty Deuce.
What does that put me at in terms of HP?
Natty
1.
Okay, and 1. I didn't know how that worked.
I don't either.
Full recovery.
I think it's 1.
You stood up and, thanks, I could help, bro.
You think I'd let you
do an erection check.
Yeah, I gotta see this.
Yeah. Oh, this is making me nervous. This matters.
What is that?
That
is a 16% chub.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm not doing so good.
You don't like the death thing. It doesn't do it for
it's not,
you.
Not working.
Not my death.
Don't get me wrong. It didn't do nothing for
I
it.
Am.
It just, there's certainly been things that have done more.
Okay.
You think I'm gonna let you take this fight alone? Not while I'm alive.
Not while I get a nat 20 on my death saving throw.
Okay,
right. So it's to my turn.
Yeah, it's back to
I get, oh turn. Wait, he was unconscious, so I don't have heroism on me because it required concentration, so
yeah,
I don't get my plus 3.
Oh.
Okay, so we're gonna need to get the fuck out of here.
You guys need to take some attacks.
So
you're so close. You're so close to it. I really wanted you to successfully do this.
Trust me, I did too.
Can you command this guy to fall asleep and then, like, block their path and let's run?
That is a great idea. I mean, they'll still be able to throw fire, but, like, it'll be
hard
they
don't need
get
to
closer.
Cross him. You could...
That is a great idea.
At least that's
you
one
actually,
less guy who can attack.
Wait, I could do more than sleep. You're really into this sleep thing. That doesn't need to be what it is.
Yeah, it just it seems like a really convenient way of blocking the path. And
he could say like restrain.
Yeah, I could have him like grapple.
Yeah,
yeah. Actually, I like grapple.
Really grapple.
This is how I'm gonna do.
So
this.
You're gonna command one of them to grapple the other one.
Yeah.
And it's, you have, what's your DC? 14?
What are you asking me for?
It's your, the wisdom saving throw that I have to make, what your spell save DC is.
Well, my wisdom bonus is +4.
It's mine. Oh. It's the DM thing. I'm pretty sure it's, I don't want to go through the computer. I'm, like, almost positive it's,
okay.
So we're going to operate under the assumption that it's 14. Oh, wow. He... very narrowly accepts your command.
Woo! I don't want to do this, but I'm gonna do
so that's it. This guy. So I look him deep in the eyes, and I just say, grapple. And he's like, grapple. And so
he's like, grapple?
So he just like lunges at this other cultist right here, the one like already behind the dead guy, and he grapples him.
Okay.
And the two of them are now grappling, and this guy right here is like, the fuck?
They're
grappling.
Taking it to the mat.
And then I look at Joe, and I say, Booker T! And then I use my full motion to go, and that would be like 6 spaces, so I probably have to use 2 to get over this corpse. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, yeah. You close, though.
And I'm like, Booker T! But yeah, now these guys have to be like...
Yeah,
yeah
those guys are gonna... Neither of those two guys can make any kind of action against you. I'm gonna say that...
Hopefully the other guys have some kind of disadvantage from being like, what the
fuck the fuck is happening here?
Although, I don't know, they might know that this is an ability, I don't know.
So...
in the curve.
So as you finish your movement, you hear what sounds like a bunch of footsteps running towards you from this section over here toward where you're coming off the path.
You ass.
Okay, I just want to make sure you know that that's something you hear and is
happening. Do I hear howling?
No.
Good.
No, it sounds like people.
Okay.
Want to do a perception check to say if they sound like
they sound
people.
Like wolf people.
if only you knew what that actually was. Okay, so then, Joe, I just do 2 dex saving throws for me.
Your d20's here.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe one, depending on if you fail.
Yeah, could you check just, like, if it sounds like people in armor or people in robes?
Okay, I'm going to do a perception check, like, what the sound of people.
What it sounds like? Sure.
Six.
It sounds like people.
Okay.
Right.
Four.
Oh, Joe, you're unconscious again.
Shit!
Stop losing the dice.
Ah! Okay.
Welp. This guy's gonna try to break up this dingusy fight, and this guy is too far away to cast anything, so you kind of just created a big blockade of dudes.
What
so
we wanted.
They can't really get around each other too good.
Okay, well, with my move, as it comes up again, I have to go back, and I'll lay on hands on Joe.
Okay.
And I'll use... I'll use 9 of my lay on hands points on him.
One. That's a good plan. All right, so Joe, you're back at 9. Joe, you guys got this. You guys can just pull this out.
Okay, so Joe's back up and he's at 9. I'm at 3.
Okay. So.
All right.
Is it my turn?
So, Mr. Grapple Dude is still grapply. No, you missed your turn in order because you were unconscious. Okay. I'm gonna. Okay, they're still grappling. This guy is trying to pull him apart, but he is as of yet unsuccessful. So now there's just these two guys, and they're both going to be attacking Mr. Ati with their desecration flame. So, mate, can I get a couple of dex saves?
Why do you want me to die so bad?
Do it.
What is that? 10? No, oh, wait, it was a 10.
Yeah, that's a 10.
Okay.
You have to make 2 dex saves.
Well, hold on. Yeah. You're going to take 2 damage from that first one.
Okay.
Putting you to 7.
Okay.
Son of a bitch.
Another 10.
Okay.
Son of a bitch.
Alright. You're going to take another 2 damage, putting you 5.
Making me the victim. Joe's only been knocked unconscious twice during this fight. Making me the victim.
Okay. Is it my turn then?
Yeah, it is. Run.
Okay.
Run.
Where should I run? There's people coming this way.
Yeah, but, like, it's better than what we're dealing with right now.
Is it?
We don't know, but you gotta...
Should we run off the path?
Is it path?
It's your turn. I'll follow you, whatever you do.
I don't want to give you guys hints. I hate myself.
Can I do a perception check to hear,
Absolutely.
Okay, right. If they sound like they're... Oh, 18... No, 16, sorry. 16. What does it sound like, these people who are getting closer?
It doesn't sound like they're getting closer. You hear the sound, seems like it's coming from about the same distance away.
Okay. And does it sound like people... Kind of get a little more detail about what it sounds like they're doing?
You hear the sound of running, but you don't think that it sounds like they're any closer than they were when you first heard it.
Okay. Does it sound... Well, can I get a feel for what size the group is, kind of, at least? Is it... A number of people.
I think that's it's what multiple we know about people. This.
Multiple
you
people.
You know it's more than one set of footsteps, but you lose track after that.
Okay, and does it but sound it, like they're it, running in unison, or just kind of
just
scattered?
Sounds like they're, it sounds like a group of people running that has now been running for a decent period of time, but sounds like it's in the exact same spot it was when you first heard.
Okay, then like, you want to run towards it?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, let's book it. So what? This is heavy, this is, difficult terrain, uh-huh. So well, how does that work exactly?
Basically, I'm just going to say it costs
2.
What the equivalent of 2 movements is. 2 spaces.
So,
okay.
1, 2.
So I'm going to say it's 10 feet of movement instead of 5 feet of movement.
Okay.
And then I'm going to follow Joe.
Okay, and you will Let's not get opportunity.
Get out of here.
Right. And I'm going to use that last point on me to bring me to 4 out of 14. So Joe's 5 out of 17, I'm 4 out of 14.
Does running away, would you say running away breaks your concentration?
Not according to the rules we read earlier.
Yeah, I guess not, right?
Yeah.
Let me make sure that it's not a set number of turns that we've already passed per command. I just don't want to cheat.
I don't think command works like that. I think I just needed to give them the idea, right?
No, I think
am I wrong about that?
They're supposed to, I think I'm supposed to be
making
a wisdom
checks.
Save
okay.
Every time.
That makes sense.
Which I did previously, but I just want to make sure it's the same. Did that really happen? Best.
And by the way, if this does provoke an attack of opportunity, I use Lay on Hand before the motion then.
Okay.
I only did that because I didn't think it did. Just so I have four instead.
Well, it's only supposed to last one round, so you got way more out of it than you were supposed to.
Okay.
I was making
There also was confusion because of how close the group was.
Yeah,
and
it's
like
okay.
They were knocked down and stuff.
Yeah,
remember,
assume...
a turn is 6 seconds.
Right.
So if we successfully got two guys wrestling for 6 seconds, there's gonna be at least 6 more seconds of what the fuck?
Yeah, let's assume that after the actual command ended, the other guy was defending himself and they actually started fighting a little bit.
Okay. I think that's totally fair.
Yeah.
So now that that's over, this
we're
guy
cool.
can
we're cool.
get, like, over here, and he's gonna try to do his very favorite desecrating flame attack on Mr. Illum.
17.
Saves. Alright. This guy, can he get in range? Not really. So then neither can this guy. This guy... 1, 2, 3. Nah, he can't really either. Alright. Nobody else can really get in range to attack you guys.
Good. We're
all just falling over each other.
Joe, it's your turn again. Get the fuck out.
Okay, let's go. I'm out.
You're just out? Okay.
My turn. I'm out.
Alright, you guys were
That was rough. We tried really hard to take them down.
Okay.
We put up a valiant effort.
So are we, like, running into a clearing into...
So you guys...
We're running into somebody else's thaumaturgy. We're totally running into somebody else's thaumaturgy.
Why didn't you use detect magic, you noob?
Because I was using my standard action to heal myself and Joe every turn.
So
I couldn't even attack.
You already used command and your smite, right?
Yeah.
So you
I did. But lay on hands is not a spell slot.
No, it's I was talking about the effect magic.
Right, but you only get two. You used a smite and command. So that's both of them, right?
Yeah, I can't use detect magic.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Okay.
So you guys hear...
I just kind of had a feeling it was somebody's thaumaturgy when Frankie said it didn't sound like it was getting closer.
Yeah. Okay.
You or hear somebody say extremely loudly,
"They're escaping, you fools!"
And
from which direction do we know?
Yeah, from behind you.
Okay.
Yeah. And I guess that's as good a place as any to cut it, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Cool.
Solid.
See you, Dad.
See your death.
That went.
See your death.
A little...
We took down three. That was good.
Yeah, we took down.
We were so close to taking down four. There were some really unlucky rolls at the end.
Oh, yeah.
And honestly, if we had taken down four, I think that could have snowballed. I think we could have handled that group.
Oh, that's the whole nature of that encounter.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, if you kill them early, it becomes significantly easier.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, you guys didn't die.
Yeah,
that was
shockingly
a more difficult encounter.
I think
than
that
I
fight
liked,
will motivate us to be better in the future. Our characters
motivate us to run sooner.
Yeah. All right, let's sign off though.
That was good. So all right,
yeah, that was good.
So that was thank you for joining us for this week's D&D Bags
Fest,
the Dungeons and Dragons podcast brought to you by a bunch of D-Bags. If you want to talk to us, we are at the DND Bags on Twitter. If you want to talk to me specifically, I am at Frankie the DM, and coincidentally, I am Frankie the DM.
And I'm Joe. I play Ati. I fall unconscious a lot, apparently.
Your character flaw is narcolepsy?
Apparently.
I'm Andy. I play Illum, and my emotions change based off of Joe's percentage.
Now listen to the chiptunes.
Stop. We need a real sign-off.
That
is a
real sign-off.
It's not a real
the
sign-off.
The chiptunes start playing over like this.
I know.
I know
how it works. I do it.
Like, they don't hear
it.
They
this
think,
is
like,
chiptunes
they
right
hear
now.
Hear this in the background, but the chiptunes is mostly playing. We're kind of fading.
Whatever. Okay, fine. Chiptunes.
Fuck
chip
you.
Chiptunes.
Listen to the
chiptunes.
Chiptunes.
Opa.
Fucking